USA Radio News.
An emotional eulogy for a former president from a former president.
Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have.
A small ceremony was held at Joint Base Andrews, and the body of our 41st president is being flown to Houston aboard Air Force One. The markets are also closed today since it is a national day of mourning. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg said the company has never sold user data after a member of the British Parliament released more information and documents that he claims show the company gave special access to third parties without user consent. Zuckerberg also said certain developers were removed from Facebook because they were sketchy. This is USA Radio News. The markets are closed today since it is a national day of mourning.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A former New York City mayor is spending some time in Iowa, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Registered Democrat and former New York mayor, billionaire Michael Bloomberg, recently said that he'd have to be close to a decision by mid-January if he's going to run for the White House in 2020. He has been in the early voting state of Iowa, though, recently. Yesterday at a Q&A session, which followed the screening of his new climate change documentary called Paris to Pittsburgh.
It would be helpful if people call their federal government representatives, senators and congressmen, and say, it's not a commie plot. This is really happening.
Many Americans are saying thanks, but no thanks, to the flu shot. A new survey out from the University of Chicago shows that more than 40% of adults who took the survey were not interested or did not receive the flu vaccine this year. When asked why they were not getting the flu shot, most people cited concerns about possible side effects from the shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
9-year-old Dane Best fought City Hall and won. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The Severance, Colorado fourth grader went to a town board meeting on Monday and presented his case to overturn a century-old ban on throwing snowballs.
They all agreed this law should be changed. I have 20 letters from kids in my class that would like to have this changed. One of our third grade classes wrote an opinion paper on this law.
And of course, after convincing the town board to overturn the ban, Dane himself got to throw the first legal snowball in his town since the 1920s. And while Dane can now legally heave snowballs at his little brother, he now has his eye on another town ordinance which defines pets only as cats and dogs. Dane owns a guinea pig, and he thinks they should have rights too. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. Now, Dane was on Fox News today talking about why he believes the law should be changed.
Because I thought it was an outdated law, and there's no reason you can't throw snowballs in Colorado or Severance.
And regarding that ceremonial snowball, Dane talks about where that snowball ended up.
He told me to just throw it in the street.
The National Hockey League announced that Seattle will get an NHL expansion team. The team will begin playing in 3 years in the Pacific Division, which will require the Arizona Coyotes to move from the Pacific to the Central Division. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.